And that six is now an idiot voting.
Good. All right, we'll get back. Well, I didn't mean to say right at the start.
Yeah, she's back.
I didn't mean to say right at the start that we will stop at 6 PM for recover. A short break, not a little bit.
But we keep going while we've got the sound.
Keep going while we've got the sound.
Councillor Davis.
It's much better now, thank you.
You were speaking last, weren't you?
No.
No.
Councillor Lambert, oh, sorry, did you vote?
You're the one that called.
I'm the one, Councillor Lambert, and then Councillor Harris, yes. Okay, I'd like to make a comment.
Oh.
Hang on, we've lost you.
Looking at me.
We're fine.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Well, it doesn't matter, we can hear you, that's all that matters.
But can the council?
Yeah.
Hi, there, I'm back again.
Okay, I'm back again.
Just soon we'll be back to normal.
Okay, tech three. All right, comment about the rubbish bins for 44 Main Road Perth application. I can't support it as it is at the moment with the one garbage bin to be shared amongst the two lots. I think that's really not practical. I've had a look at the actual size there, and there is space to put two more bins. It would be tight, but there would be space between for the garbage collectors to put their machine down and use it up again. I just don't think that's practical, so if I can get agreement, I would like that change so everyone has their own bins at that space. There is enough space.
I'm quite happy to have that.
I just don't think that's very practical. Councillor Polly?
Yeah, I couldn't, in principle, we're going to have to move to this eventually because we're in a situation where they're going to bring a green bin in before long, and quite frankly, we've got even opposite Councillor Brooks now, there's 7 units there, that's 14 bins, and I think eventually we're going to have to move to make the hard decision about minimising bins, and so I can't support any resolution to say to change the recommendations, so that's my decision.
So that's a second and not agreeing to an amendment, so we can't change that. If the mover and the second are not agreeing. Is that correct? Councillor Cox and Councillor Polly.
You don't agree, it's a problem.
I don't agree, I'm just
You could make an amendment. Can I make another comment?
Of course you can.
I don't see how practically that's going to work. One bin, two lots. I don't see how. What happens, for example?
Only corporate.
Yeah, what happens, for example, if you filled the bin up? I come along to put my rubbish in the bin and you filled it up. What, you take your rubbish out and put it on your block and then. I mean, the practicalities of it, you've got to think these things through. I'm a big supporter of what Councillor Poll is saying. We do need to deal with the rubbish bin issue. It's a huge issue, it's a growing issue. But this is not the place to start it, with this one development. I think if we're going to do it, we do it properly. We get involved, we get proper planning, we get it done properly. This particular development's not the place to start. I mean, at the moment, everyone deserves to have a bin. That's the rule, so I believe. I mean, we've just fought to have looking at issues about making sure everyone has space to put their bins. Now, suddenly we're not allowing people to have bins. I think we need to be a bit sensible here. I just can't see practically how that is going to work in a real-world, practical sense. So let's put it on a piece of paper, but how it actually works in real life. Would you like to be the person that couldn't put their bin rubbish out? Because the neighbours already filled it up, and then you end up having arguments with your neighbours and rubbish going everywhere and dumped on the side of the road, which is something else that we don't want. So I can't support that recommendation as it is.
Through the chair.
Councillor Adams is next.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. The other issue was how much space is at the driveway for the bins to line it on there. It's a pretty tight driveway.
Yes.
Is it up there? The other issue I wanted to ask the planners was the distance for the driveway and the house. Is that 4 metres or something across there? Do you know? The house on the front block, where the bypass passes it. There's no requirement for a safety barrier or something there, the distance.
So the distance between an existing house and the driveway,
mm-hmm.
is it? I'm not sure. It's got about 2 metres.
About 2 metres, is it? It's got to be 1.5, isn't it? Is there some regulation? Some
1.5 on the side boundary, so...
From the side boundary, And there's no need to put a barrier there. There's going to be...
No, there's no requirement for that.
Councillor Davis. I'll have a comment specifically, but can I make a suggestion that for those of us that are not in the room, once you've seen our request to be heard, can you acknowledge it so that we don't have to sit here for 2 hours propping up our arms?
Yes, I can do that.
Thank you. I absolutely support both Councillor Polly and Councillor Lambert's comments, but this is not the place to start. We cannot not provide a residence for the bin. If the space is the issue, then maybe they need to look at a strata with a community area in it, a common area in it for the bins. We can't prove the residence doesn't have a bin.
Councillor Goss?
I move the motion that we approve it, and I'm quite happy to include Councillor Lambert's suggestion that bins. But Councillor Polly didn't will know how to second that. So can we ask, are we able to ask for a second? No seconder? I'm happy to still move the motion.
I can't ask another second, but someone can amend it.
It's amended.
Someone can move an amendment.
I move an amendment that we accept the proposal provided we provide one garbage bin and one recycling bin for each lot.
Yes, do I have a second of that? Councillor Davis.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put the amendment. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
No.
Councillor Polly's against, nobody else? Okay, the amendment becomes the motion. I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
No.
Councillor Polly? Carried.
Councillors initiated and certified to rezone part of the BCYC site to general business, leaving the men's shed in community purpose. So that was placed on public notification and one representation was received from a nearby property owner. Their concern is that when work on this subdivision and future houses occurs, that there might be damage to their heritage cottage at number 72 Marlborough Street. There's requirements under the Building Act for protection work for adjoining properties, and so it's considered that concern is covered. And that's the response that is recommended to Council against the Planning Commission.
Councillor Brooks. I've just noticed there's a bus stop that's out the front of Marlborough Street there, and it's a really busy bus stop there with a bus shelter. How does that impact on that block of land there? Where was the driveway going?
Yeah.
And I suppose, I think I asked the question before, there was some talk about moving the bus stop, but I'm not sure as to where you could move it. So, yeah. Can you just enlighten me, does the bus stop stay there? And if it gets moved, where does it go to?
Yeah, thanks. That was considered and addressed in the previous assessment, and the requirement was that the driveway to lot 4 be moved as far south as it can go, and that'll give room for the bus to pull up to that existing bus shelter.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Sorry.
Thanks,
thank you, Mayor. The bus shop, I think, is built back onto the block, so they'll have to come out and...
No, the land, sorry. Yeah, they'll transfer that bit of land to council.
Yeah. Okay. Lot 2, which is the hall, has become a normal residential block.
Yeah.
With the hall still on it, which is coming out and something.
Yeah.
And the only piece that is still community is the manshed.
Manshed, correct.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll put that discussion, I'll put that recommendation, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. We'll move out of planning. Councillor Lambert, Councillor Bennington, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. And we move into closed council. Is that correct?
Yes. I'll move it.
Seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Lambert, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. Okay. Don't have it, that one, I've got the wrong one here, sorry, I'm just gonna...
Wrong one, I was thinking.
No, I was finding that one.
Yeah.